Hello everyone and welcome to today's episode. I think it's going to be a little bit different today because we're not going to tackle very precise tips. Well, sometimes I just feel like it's super important to set quick reminders here. I tend to share very practical tips, but today I only want, and I simply want actually, to remind you of one little tiny thing in life. You do not have to do what you do not want to do. Okay, now that it's said, I may stop here, but as I love talking and writing, I'm just going to go a little bit further into that concept of, well, not doing the things you don't want to do in life. There are, to me, two problems with the comparison problem here. Do you sometimes compare yourself to other people? Well, we all do. Welcome to the human realm. I could go on and on about the reasons why comparing yourself to others is useless, but I think there are just more than enough posts on the internet and even on my own personal blog at theenglishspeakingfrenchy.com about the reasons why comparing yourself to others is actually nonsensical. Of course, we are all different and we all live very different lives, so why comparing? It's perfectly useless. However, no matter how sure we are that comparison is useless, we all catch ourselves comparing sometimes. And, you know, for some of us, it's even often, it's not only sometimes, and I think it's okay just to be okay with that. It's human. Welcome. Actually, the problem with comparison is a double problem. Well, first thing first, comparing means feeling down, because more often than not, we compare only to see how inferior we are, or actually, how inferior we think we are. Personally, I don't know anyone who gets into comparison to acknowledge how superior they are, even though I do think those people exist. To be honest with you, I think that even if you compare yourself to others in order to get reassured and acknowledge your superiority, that may mean that something is wrong in your own life. To feel good, we shouldn't have to put others down. Even mentally, even in our own heads. That is not how happiness works. It's just not healthy. Once more, I digress, and I'm so sorry about that. But actually, what I want to say here is to simply discuss with you the second reason why comparing is bad for you. When you compare, you tend to feel not only like you are not enough, but you usually feel like you are late. Okay, let's go on and on about the concept of being late in life. My simple answer to the question, what does being late in life means, would be that it means nothing, that it's nonsense. However, I felt like I was late in life, and nonsensical or not, that hurts a lot. That's a feeling that is so painful. Unfortunately, I know that I'm not the only one who has suffered from that feeling in the past. The feeling of being late in life goes hand in hand with another one, the feeling of not being enough, but in a more comparison-driven way. You start comparing yourself to another person, or with the average person, if that does exist, and then you simply realize that you are different, and you start considering the difference is a liability. Does it ring a bell to you? I do think that unfortunately it will ring a bell in most of you. I will share with you a little personal story. So, as you may know, I am a student, I am a librarian, I am a blogger, and I do have, hopefully, a personal life. I know a lot of you think that I have my life together and figured out, and in a sense, you're not wrong, you're even right. However, even I feel like I am late in life sometimes. I do a lot, but I do not do what other people my age do. I'm 21, and I just do not have the same desires as other people, which makes me different. When I focus on my own life, I'm the happiest woman in the world. But whenever I start comparing myself to someone else, someone my age, I feel late. Yes, I have a degree. Yes, I speak more than 4 languages. And yes, I have a fit body. However, I do not have a car. I have not bought an apartment yet. I do not travel the world with only a backpack. And I don't think about having babies. I have accomplished a lot. That's the thing, but I haven't accomplished anything that is on the typical things to do in your 20s bucket list. I personally feel more interested in my master's thesis than in having my driver's license, and that's okay. I do what makes me happy, but I don't think that it's easy for anyone to do what makes them happy. I do what makes me happy, but, you know, it's just so hard. And it makes only me happy in a way. Remember, being you can sometimes be painful. I know that is. But acting like someone you're not will always end up being painful in the end. And it will always end up being even more painful in the end than struggling to actually be yourself. Even though you have read and heard this over and over already, I mean, remember this. You live life for you, not for the happiness of others. You create your own unique bucket list. You don't have to do what just doesn't bring happiness in your life. You don't have to do the things that are actually considered normal because, you know, you are your norm. And I don't think there is such a thing as the norm. There is only your norm. And my norm may not be yours, and that's just okay. It was a very quick reminder. It was a very quick episode. I don't know. We are like, okay, 6 minutes in. So I hope it was helpful to you. But I know it's the kind of things that I would have, you know, loved hearing today. So I'm just, you know, telling it, and hopefully it will just help one of you feel better today. I wish you the best of all days. And as always, we talk together next week. Bye.